Introduction. This book is for those who are newcomers to Nityananda Shaktipat Yoga. It is also written for those who want to renew their daily spiritual practice with a beginner's mind. Also, in this book, I use the words Sadguru, Siddhaguru, Shaktipat Siddhaguru, Shaktipat Sadguru, and Guru interchangeably. They are the same reference to a Shaktipat Guru who is a spiritual leader. The heart is the hub of all sacred places. Go there and roam. Uttered by Bhagawan Nityananda of Ganeshpuri. This world is a pleasure garden to roam in with unconditional love, total peace, and complete joy. It is not meant as a source of anxiety, frustration, fear, jealousy, greed, anger, delusion, and conditionality. Anxiety, frustration, fear, jealousy, greed, anger, delusion, and conditionality. These are of the mind only. Once the restlessness and dross of the mind is removed, the heart is revealed in all its purity, love, and light. Your inner state is your fate. It is how your life is created. Your inner state determines what you will experience and how you will experience it. It determines your life lessons and how easy or difficult those lessons will be. It regulates the number of impressions that are created in your subtle body, impressions that not only dictate the course of your life, but how many more lifetimes you will have to lead before you become one with your inner self, how many more lifetimes you will have to lead before you attain the happiness and freedom that is your birthright. Your inner state determines who and what you attract to you. It dictates the very nature of your desires and attachments. Anxiety, frustration, fear, jealousy, greed, anger, delusion, and conditionality. To be freed of these forever. What's wrong with that? Nothing. My restless mind. Growing up and well into my adulthood, my mind was always restless. Having been raised in the Christian religious tradition, I did not know the difference between religion and spirituality. Like all of the people whose company I kept, I did not want God or the sublime state of bliss and love without distinctions that can be experienced beyond the mind and beyond the senses. What I wanted was a notion of God that would conform to my limiting desires and cravings for worldliness, a God that is convenient. This is a karmic state of contraction that I suffered. I fell in and out of intimate relationships with women and was depressed a lot of the time as a result. If it rained, I was depressed. If it got cold, I was depressed. In summer, I longed for winter, and in winter, I longed for summer. I defined myself by how much I was or was not earning at my jobs. I pursued status in order to be praised and to avoid blame. I drank and smoked even when I was training in track and field and speed skating and knew it was no good for me. At that time, I wanted to be a great athlete. I felt government, my parents, and my landlord were to blame for the life circumstances that did not meet with the approval of my ego. And when I was unable to fulfill all of my desires and cravings, I blamed God. What has God done for me lately, was my thinking. I was full of contradictions. My restless mind was always ruminating over my future, and as a result, I was unable to be fully present in the moment. Even though I chased after pleasure, I wallowed in my pain. During my career in the performing arts, I had spent a good deal of time getting to know the celebrities I performed with. Later, while pursuing business ownership, I was mentored by wealthy business owners who were multimillionaires. I came to know them personally and also spent time with their families. At that time, I wanted to have their lifestyles. What I observed in these people is that even though they had fulfilled so many of their worldly desires and fantasies, they weren't happy. They did not know peace. When I asked them, "What is love?" they did not have an answer. When I asked, "Are you happy?" they answered, "Who is really happy? I'm normal." Through this experience, I decided that the people whose lifestyles I wanted, the people who I had looked up to and wanted to be like for so long, had not attained what I was seeking. So I decided not to pursue their lifestyles. It was at this time that I started to ask the questions: is this all there is? What is fate? What is destiny? Who am I? Why am I here? Why was I born? And then I met a very great being, Muktananda Paramahamsa, who became my spiritual leader, my guru. I took him as my guru for only one reason. After spending time in his company and observing his speech and behavior, I realized that he lived in a state of complete joy, happiness, fearlessness, and freedom all the time. And this is a state that I wanted. After testing him over a period of time, I determined that he had the ability to lead me in attaining that state. The pleasure garden of this world. I began this introduction by stating that this world is a pleasure garden to roam in with unconditional love, total peace, and complete joy. If you don't experience it as such, the reason you don't experience it as a pleasure garden all the time is because you are bound by the pursuit of pleasure in an attempt to avoid pain. This forces you to live in the world of your inner impressions that you have created by way of so many past and present karmas that dictate your mental conditioning. This is a book about permanent spiritual transformation. Its purpose is to convey why an improved inner state and permanent spiritual transformation are so important for your daily existence, and to give you the methods and necessary steps to permanent spiritual transformation by improving your inner state. Let's begin.